Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Herring. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Herring. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stone throws the ball into Akers, who tags Metzler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Stone reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to home. Autry drops the ball. Stone scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Akers applying the tag. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Henry moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Calm reaches third base with a triple. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Henry moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0-for-1 in the game. Herring hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a line drive towards short. Akers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henry. The throw from Hargrave and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Akers reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. Akers tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0-for-2 in the game. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Akers scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, White Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Herring moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to home to get Herring. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Rice steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Akers hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Akers. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Henry hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Kerr scores. Autry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Autry scores. Henry goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4. White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Vic Sorel now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 11-4, White Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Reynolds scores. One out. It's 12-4, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Autry hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Com scores. Sissel goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 14-4, White Sox. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Autry moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Autry moves to third. Henry moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hargrave moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hargrave moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. It's 14-5, White Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fothergill moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill scores. Two outs. It's 14-6, White Sox. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.